It's 6:30 on a Wednesday evening, which means it's time for the Bartlesville Bruin Coaches Show, live on K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3. We'll have interviews with Bartlesville coaches, players, and more as we get set for another week of Bartlesville Bruin football. The Bruin Coaches Show is brought to you by OK Federal Credit Union and Hideaway Pizza in downtown Bartlesville. Now let's head out to Hideaway to hear from the coach. It's the Bartlesville Bruin Coaches Show.
Hello and welcome to Hideaway Pizza. Hope that this Wednesday evening is going well. It's time for the Bruin Football Coaches Show. Evan Farbach, Bartlesville head football coach Kyle Poole. Also have senior linebacker Brian Dillon with us. Hope that your Wednesday is going well. Talking Bruin football, just 2 weeks left in the regular season. Bartlesville at Sand Springs coming up on Friday. Obviously, before we get into the Sandites, which is the final road game of 2017, do want to recap Bixby a little bit. Coach Poole, a 37-21 loss to Bixby. I think most people probably when they were checking their scores late on a Friday night or Saturday morning, that one might have made their eyebrows raise a little bit. You guys were right in the mix of that football game pretty much until the very end. Had the ball down 16 a couple times with a few minutes left in the clock in the fourth quarter. Had two possessions down by 9 early to midway through the third quarter. So you're very much in that football game in the second half. Didn't quite make enough plays in the second half to really put a ton of pressure on them, but you certainly hung around and kept that within two scores the entire night.
Yeah, you know, we definitely played one of our best football games there. I think we had an extremely tough opponent, probably one of the toughest we've seen all year for sure. Extremely talented up front, tough running team, extremely talented on defense. So in all facets, they were a really good football club. And we came out and showed a lot of progress, I think. You know, wasn't quite our night. We did win the turnover battle again. Just not quite the turnovers that we did make were at some inopportune times down in their red zone. I think would have changed the scoreboard a little bit our way. But, yeah, you know, down 9.5, lose the game by a couple touchdowns. Definitely loss is a loss, and I'm not a huge fan of the moral victory. But it's definitely one of those evenings where I look at our kids and say, you know, hey, it didn't go our way. But if you don't believe in the process and the progress you're making and your abilities to play against these teams, then you're crazy, because we just showed right now that we can go play the three-time defending state champion to basically a four-quarter ball game. You know, a couple different things we do a little bit better, and who knows where it goes. So I think the belief should be there. The confidence is going to build off that. And it bodes well going into a tough week here with Sand Springs as another good football team.
Yeah, Bixby is every bit still the same program. It's going to contend for the state title. If you look at, you know, 6A2 and kind of back up and look at it both in the east and west side, Bixby very well could be the second, third best team in the state, maybe outside of Booker T. Washington, who you guys will get the pleasure of seeing in Custer Stadium a week from Friday night. So that's still a really good football team. We mentioned it last week, a couple Division I guys in their offensive line. Yep. They've had so much success running the football this year, and for the most part, I thought your defense held up really well against some Division I offensive linemen and two really good tailbacks.
Yeah, you know, and we're down Brady Wano last week, so we've got a young guy in Hunter Marquez who starts and did a great job as best he could. I mean, a first start for a younger guy and held up well against some extremely large and talented offensive linemen that Bixby brought his way. But, you know, it's just one of those deals where you got to believe that what we're doing is working. You watch some of these defensive guys and what they do there. I would like to see us defensively get a little more early down stops. I think we had probably several drives that went a little longer than maybe they needed to, third and long conversions or first downs that ended up in second and shorts. And those things aren't easy to come out of without them moving the ball a little bit more than what you'd like. So I'd love to see us with a little bit more early down stops to put them in some situations, hopefully get the ball back a little quicker. That helps in the field position battle, if you will. But, you know, we did a good job with an extremely tough, strong run game offense. We're going to see another one of those this week, probably more so a run-oriented team this week. So we just got to continue to get better up front, and hopefully we'll make some changes on those things like I talked about with the early downs and third down stuff.
You know, your defense, just keeping with them, early on you forced a turnover on downs against them. We talked about how good those tailbacks and offensive line is. A couple of those turnover on downs, I think you got two or three the entire night. A couple of them were on really short yard-to-gain situations where you guys pretty much stuffed them, similar to when you got the ball back against Ponca City, whenever that was, 3 weeks ago. So you ended up really holding them when he needed to get the ball back. You forced a missed field goal, another possession where Bixby had gotten inside you guys' red zone or close to it anyway, and then a really heads-up play by Teton Hopkins on that kind of odd punt situation right before the very end of the second quarter that ended up leading to a score for you all right before halftime.
Yeah. You know, we did a real nice job, I think, up front. And a lot of times you get look at people that are running 3-4 and people say, well, you're going to be soft in the run game. Well, if you do it right and put your guys in good positions, some of their blocking schemes get messed up. If you got linebackers that can fill and play downhill, you're going to be okay. And we show that we're pretty tough up front, some short yardage situation, again, against probably the best line in the state at our level, I would say, with what they've got going on next year. So, you know, that was really nice to see how tough we're playing on that short yardage stuff there. And, yeah, Tayton's play was kind of an interesting deal. I'm not sure that anybody there thinks anybody should pick up a punt at that point. But he tried to make the effort. Tayton's heads up, locked in, grabs the ball for us, and we go down and punch one in, which put us in a good situation going into halftime. So, you know, we're definitely getting there. Tayton does a nice job for us in all our special team things, you know, kicking, and now he's actually covering some punts and a multitude of things. So he's continuing to expand his role. And, again, defensively, I think we just continue to get better week by week.
And maybe Tayton noticed something that I certainly didn't notice. You saw whoever there was, the deep man for Bixby, kind of following that ball. As once again, we're talking about the Bruins' loss to Bixby last week, 37-21 during the Bartlesville Football Coaches Show here from Hideaway Pizza on K1. It was a pretty good punt from Andrew Harden. Mm-hmm. It was bouncing and rolling, and it looked like the deep man for Bixby was just getting frustrated with how long it was taking the ball to roll. And of course, they were trying to get their offense back out and right. And you know, score maybe quick with a minute and 15 seconds left right before halftime. But I wouldn't have even expected him to touch it. So it was almost like not only did you have to anticipate him touching it, but then you had to react quick enough to go ahead and get the football back once he did, and
sure.
Tayton did both those things.
Yeah, you know, it's just one of those deals that I think most squads, you're going to hear it, and people from the stands, I'm sure, in various stadiums all over the place have always heard a punt that's kind of rolling around. You hear the return team start yelling, Peter, 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 and that's the getaway signal. And I didn't hear that. I thought that I heard some from their area and their side of the end saying, grab it and go, grab it and go. And it was kind of just really eerie, you know, and he sat there forever. But – you know, you see some guys that take a gamble like that occasionally and it works, but usually you have a punt team that's kind of fell asleep on the ball being dead and they're just going to stare at you for a little bit and make one miss. And when he reached down, Tayton was quick, got right on the ball. I mean, just took it from him immediately. It wasn't a question that it was our ball. So, yeah, probably not the most heads-up play on a returner's part, but definitely a heads-up locked-in play by Tayton to get that ball for us.
And it wasn't like he did it and then fumbled. Tayton, as you mentioned, he just got his hands in there and got to the ball first. His hands were quick.
He was just waiting for him to touch it. And the minute he got on, we had it right back in our hands. So definitely an impressive play by Tayton to be there and make that happen for us.
And then defensively as well, kind of continuing with that theme, when you guys did give up a few points and a few of them off turnovers in that third quarter, the defense really stepped up again in the fourth quarter. And that's what kept you guys in the ball game. You were down by 23, got a touchdown to get within 16, and then you got a couple more possessions, maybe even three, down by 16 in that fourth quarter with a chance to again get within a score, and that was because the defense kept stopping them late in the ball game.
Yeah, you know, we had our chances for sure, and I think we've been in some games this year, and it's one of those other positive themes that maybe you don't like to talk about when you say, hey, those guys never give up. I mean, yeah, that's awesome, but it also says you've been down a little bit. But certainly in this one against that opponent, you know, you got to feel good about the way they fought back, the way the defense continued to battle. And, you know, at 23 points down this late in the season, we've been struggling this year a little bit, and guys could turn it in. And they chose not to. I think we had a lot of guys that had a little self-doubt for a minute, and they said, well, we got to go play. And they went and competed. And, again, we had our chances. I know we go down the score, we don't get an onside kick. And then we couldn't quite get things going again after that to get back in the ball game. But, again, there's a ton of positives. I think for me, the number one thing is progress. I think the process is just continues to move along better by better every week. And hopefully that's going to continue this week, and I think it will.
Yeah, it was nice to see that against a good opponent late in the season. And you guys will have another good opponent on Friday when you take on Sand Springs. And, of course, we'll talk about the Sandites coming up here on the Bruin Football Coaches Show. Evan Farbach with you, interim head football coach Kyle Poole, and linebacker Brian Dillon also going to be our player profile this evening. Offensively, thought Noah looked good at times. Continue to talk about his progress, stepping up in the pocket, finding some throws that maybe we hadn't seen a whole lot from him earlier in the season. And then Lakin Cloudis, you talked about how you kind of ride with the hot running back each and every single week. Lakin Cloudis was the guy, especially in the second half, had 56 yards rushing in the second half last week, and he was kind of a hot hand that really helped you move the football a little bit better in the third and fourth quarters.
Yeah, you know, Noah's progression, again, has just gotten better every week. You know, I think we had some balls that should have been caught last week. I think he missed on a couple in the red zone that ended up going against us that were potential scores. So we just continue to work that every week. He's done a great job. And then, yeah, you know, we've had several performances from several different guys in our backfield, and Lakin had his night the other night again, and just a tough runner. You know, he's one of those kids that you're going to coach up to do one thing, he's going to go do that. And if it's working, great. If not, he's just going to keep grinding it out until it does. And you see that in some of his carries. A lot of yak. I mean, he works after contact really, really well. So, you know, just a kid that continues to grow, only a sophomore. I look forward to a lot more things from him to come. And with his work ethic, I think it's only going to get better. So hopefully we can progress on that and complete some of those passes that we didn't get last week. I think good things will happen this week.
Yeah, and I know that one of the interceptions, for instance, which was in the end zone, or in the red zone rather, was right around the goal line, and you probably had a guy that was open, might have ended up getting that ball within getting that score within 2 points. Just throwing.
Yeah, that
behind.
Was just, you know, he didn't quite step into it through a little poor timing, and it was probably a step and a half behind John Cone. And if we throw it the other way, that step and a half difference, he's easily in the end zone. There's nobody in front of him. But we throw it a little behind him, he can't get back around to it with the momentum he had, and there was a safety there that took the ball from us. So definitely not a great time in the red zone, never a good time for a turnover, but particularly as you're driving the ball and you feel like you got a score right there coming up. But again, you know, we'll continue to make improvements. We learn from those mistakes, and we move forward this week with Sand Springs.
We'll take a break, come back, and we'll have our player profile. We got senior linebacker Brian Dillon with us. Bartlesville getting set for a road game at Sand Springs on Friday night, and we'll preview the Sandites coming up as well. You're listening to the Bruin Football Coaches Show from Hideaway Pizza in downtown Bartlesville on K1, AM 1400, and FM 93.3.
Hideaway. This isn't heaven, but it's as close as we could get with a pizza pie.
Jazzercise Jeremy posted, "Get in my belly. Hashtag get in my belly. Hashtag foodie. Hashtag favorite. Hashtag pizza night." Hideaway Pizza. Hashtag seriously great pizza.
Hideaway. In Owosso, 12903 East 96th Street North. In Bartlesville, 100 Southwest Frank Phillips Boulevard.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road, or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union, they want to be your credit union.
Does your business need radio communications facilities? KCD Towers has tower space available. They can meet your needs in Chautauqua, Montgomery, and Labette counties in Southeast Kansas, and Osage, Washington, and Nowata counties in Northeast Oklahoma, with expanded coverage across the area. Tower space for cellular or two-way communications? Let's talk. Call Kevin Potter, 918-336-1001, or go online to BartlesvilleRadio.com and click on Rent Tower Space under the Contact tab. Start your communications outreach today.
One now, sorry. Handoff up the middle to DeAndre Young. Stiff arms the man to the five. Angles for a pylon. 3-2-1. Touchdown, Bartlesville. And DeAndre Young, for the first time this season, finds the end zone. Touchdown from a couple weeks ago. DeAndre Young found his first touchdown of the year as Bartlesville gets set to take on Sand Springs on Friday night. That one going to be down in the Tulsa area. Last road game of 2017. It is time for our player profile. Got Bartlesville senior linebacker Brian Dillon with us. Brian, good evening. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Now, Brian, first kind of extended look at varsity minutes this year. Starting as an outside linebacker, I know that we talked an awful lot about the Bruins' inside linebackers this season with Tyler and Lucas. But I think the outside linebackers and the progression of you and Logan Hartman and a few of the other guys has really been key for this defense. How do you feel like you kind of settled into your first, five, six games of the year?
Well, at first I was really nervous. It was my first varsity start. New position. I used to play safety. Linebacker, I was kind of wild. I just wasn't the greatest. I feel me and Logan have stepped up a lot in closing down, reading our man, dropping to pass.
We call your name a lot. I mean, it's Brian Dillon ends up coming up on the broadcast quite a bit. You seem to kind of be all over the place, a nose for the football, if you will. You're kind of able to be in the right place at the right time, and you've really settled into that outside linebacker position pretty well. Do you feel like it's been a good transition this year?
Yes. I like linebacker a lot. I don't like them scoring, so try to make that tackle.
There you go. That's a good defensive mindset as we talk with Brian Dillon here, our Wass Miller Insurance player profile. Obviously, kind of a tough season, beginning of the year. Had some off-the-field stuff. You guys ended up having to forfeit the only game that you won. But the last couple weeks, maybe even 3 weeks, feels like the tide has turned a little bit. You get the win over Sepulpa. You play really well against a really good Bixby team last week.
Really
and,
well.
And you guys still have a shot to make the playoffs here down the stretch. How do you feel like the momentum of the season is gone?
I feel the first few weeks it kind of faltered with the outside stuff you were talking about, but with the momentum we have now, I feel like we could continue this season more than just conference games.
Obviously, game on Friday is a big one.
It's a very big one. It's going to be a good game. Defense is going to have to play.
And the defense has really been the main highlight this season, and you guys have really kind of lived up to that bill for the most part. It's something we talked a lot about coming into the season, was how the defense would have to be improved. You guys were going to play a little bit a different brand of football, not quite slinging around as much, kind of rely on the defense. And you guys, for the most part, have held up that end of the bargain. You look back to games against McAllister and Ponca City and Sepulpa and even Bixby last week. The defense has been really stout.
Oh, yeah. We've improved a lot. Like Coach says, it's the process. I don't see it in practice, but I can feel it. The momentum is just picking up. I feel like we can win this game.
Talking with Brian Dillon, our player profile this evening. Brian, let's talk about some off-the-field type of stuff. What are your plans for when you graduate in May?
I plan on going to OSU. I don't know what I plan on majoring in, but I plan on going to OSU. To
Oklahoma, do you have some family ties to OK State?
I've got a lot of family ties to OSU. A lot of my family was really happy when they found out.
So you're going to be wearing that orange?
Oh, yeah.
That's the best color to wear.
As an OU fan, it's going to be rough, but...
Oh. So who are you going to cheer for when you get down there for the football games?
Well, I'm going to cheer for both, but when it comes to Bedlam, I'm going to be in the student section wearing my OU hoodie.
Oh.
I was going to jump in finally because he's like the 45th kid of OSU.
Oh, that is a rough, man, that hurt. That struck me here.
I'm very proud of you, Brian.
Thanks. Wearing your OU hoodie going to Oklahoma State.
Oh, yeah. Growing up an OU fan.
Well, we'll divert that topic off the field. What are some things you like to do on a Wednesday evening? What would Brian Dillon usually be doing?
I'd usually hang out with my friends or go home and have homework.
What do you guys usually do? What do you guys do when you hang out?
Just hang out at a friend's house and just chill.
Just
play video games.
Yeah. What's your favorite video game?
Right now, probably Fortnite.
Fortnite?
Yeah.
What kind of a game is that?
It's an open world shooter game.
Okay.
Yeah, basically a free-for-all.
Last week, who did we have last week that really liked the Madden?
Mason.
Was it? Yeah, I think Mason Mantooth was maybe
He's a real big Madden fan.
Favorite foods?
Favorite food? Ooh. I like food in general. I'd have to go with my mom's chicken enchiladas.
That chicken enchiladas is a good
always answer. Good to give mom.
Homemade. Yeah, and good to give your mom a shout-out as well. Favorite movies, TV shows?
I like Fast and Furious.
Okay.
And Transformers. TV
now,
shows.
What are we up to Fast and Furious? Like 30 now? How many?
27. we have 8.
8 of them?
Yeah.
Have you seen all 8?
Oh, I've seen all 8 twice.
Do you own a few of them?
I own all of them.
What about TV shows?
TV shows, probably Family Guy. Okay. I watch a little bit of other shows here and there. Nothing important.
Bartlesville senior linebacker Brian Dillon. Brian did a great job this year and really enjoyed watching you play the last seven, eight games, and excited to see you guys take on Sand Springs Friday.
I'm excited to play.
Brian Dillon, our senior player profile this evening. Let's take a break, come back. We'll preview the Sandites, Bartlesville and Sand Springs, coming up from Sand Springs on Friday evening. We'll have that broadcast for you on K1, and we'll preview the ball game coming up on the Bruin Football Coaches Show on AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
Hideaway. This isn't heaven, but it's as close as we could get with a pizza pie.
007 Michael Ball is awesome. One posted hashtag meatball hero sandwich emoji with sunglasses. Hashtag om nom 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 nom. Hideaway Pizza. Hashtag seriously great pizza.
Hideaway in Owosso, 12903 East 96th Street North. In Bartlesville, 100 Southwest Frank Phillips Boulevard.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
You know, your next oil change could change more than your oil. It could change your life, because your next oil change could dramatically change the trade-in value of your car, or it could give you something else. Peace of mind for as long as you own your car. That's because if your next oil change includes the BG motor oil additive, it also includes a lifetime protection plan for your engine at no extra cost. And it's available at Bartlesville Chrysler, where their maintenance services are designed to keep your vehicle's fluid systems lasting a lifetime with their BG lifetime protection that comes with the same service you have for your transmission, driveline, cooling system, power steering, and brake system too. Lifetime protection, including roadside assistance, is honored at over 20,000 shops when you travel. So if you've already scheduled an oil change somewhere else, you need to reschedule a BG oil service at Bartlesville Chrysler. Have a life-changing experience with BG at your next oil change. Just remember Bartlesville Chrysler and these two letters.
BG. Shotgun snap, Williams back to pass, throws it right side, it's picked off, intercepted, the route was jumped, and the Bruins get a turnover. Cole Williams with an interception, he jumps the curl route by Jaquan Sanders, and that's going to put this one on ice. Welcome back to the Bruin Football Coaches Show. Highlights from a couple of weeks ago when Bartlesville got that win against Sepulpa, and now the Bruins get set for another district matchup, final road game of 2017 at Sand Springs. Sandites 4-4, 2-2 in district play. Sand Springs lost last week to Booker T. Washington. Mentioned them earlier in the program, 40-0. Sand Springs two district wins against Sepulpa, 31-16. Also got a 41-7 win over Ponca City. Sandites lost to Muskogee by a very slim margin, 40-34. They're coached by 11th-year skipper Dustin Kennard. And Coach Poole, obviously, we're kind of familiar with the situation. If you guys want to make the playoffs, winning on Friday night, pretty good start.
Yeah, it's definitely a must in that scenario. But, you know, I try to divert that all week, and I talk to the kids about it, and I think that, you know, they know what's at stake. And we had that conversation early in the week, and I told them I didn't want to hear it again. We didn't want to talk about it again. I wanted to talk about getting better on Monday, then working on Tuesday, and just continuing throughout the week, because we got to focus on the day at hand. If we're looking into the future, then we're not doing our job that day. So we really just tried to focus day by day this week, get to Friday, not even think about the playoffs. You know, we got to think about the Sandites. If we're looking at something 3 weeks away and trying to put that kind of weight on something, we're just looking at it wrong. So we've just been studying up, checking out Sand Springs. Again, a very good ball club with a extremely talented running back, and that's what we've been focusing on. How are we going to stop the run? How are we going to put some points up? And at that point, once we do all that, you know, hopefully good things happen, then we can talk a little bit more about what's going on going forward.
Yeah, the offense for Sand Springs kind of begins and ends with their tailback. His name is Peyton Scott. He's a senior, number 34, if you happen to go to the ball game on Friday. Just 5'5", 180 pounds, but boy, he runs a lot bigger than that. So far in the year, 238 carries for 1,653 yards. That's an average of 30 carries for 206 yards per game. He's averaging just a shade under 7 yards per carry. 21 touchdowns. He's got 21 of the 29 touchdowns on the year for the Sandites. And I say it begins and ends. They don't pass the ball a whole lot. They run it much more than they pass, and they don't even hardly really have a secondary running back. They just kind of ride Peyton Scott.
Now, he's one of those guys, you know, I think last week we're playing Bixby, and they had the quarterback that felt like he was around forever that was always so talented. And Peyton Scott's become that guy as well this year, I think, in our conference. And by far, I think he's the best running back. I would argue with a lot of people he's the best running back in the state. Got a lot of skill sets about him. He's a tough kid, but he's also extremely shifty. You say 5'5", but not a whole lot of people are going to be believe in 5'5 when they look at his numbers and his style of run. Like I said, he doesn't run like he's a little guy that has to run away from people. He's not afraid to mix it up, get in between the tackles. He'll bounce it outside. He can do a lot of things with the ball. So he's extremely talented. I mean, his numbers are unbelievable. And, again, but we know that going into it. Up front, they're good. I don't think they're quite the Bixby 3-D1 style line that we faced last week, but by no means are they any slouches. They're very good up front. They've got an extremely talented kid behind them, so we've got to be aware of that. And that's what we've been working on all week, stopping the run game here and seeing how it works Friday.
Last year, Bartlesville lost to Sand Springs 47-28. In that ball game, Scott rushed for 283 yards on 32 carries. He had 5 touchdowns last year against Bartlesville.
That.
Yeah, so, you know, he's a really talented guy. I had a chance to watch some film on him this week. And as you mentioned, he may be 5'5", 180 on that program guide, but he'll bounce off guys. He keeps his legs moving. There'll be times when you think the play might be over when you've got him kind of surrounded, and then all of a sudden he kind of squirts out of that pile, and he's really dangerous in the open field. So, obviously, he's just a guy that everybody's going to have to key on.
Yeah, you know, I remember the one last year well, and I think we'll be better off. We had a pretty average defensive coordinator then. We've upgraded our defensive coordinator this year.
Uh-huh.
Terry Reynolds, I'm a lot more confident what he's going to do with that. So, but, you know, I mean, in all honesty, in our three-man front, Terry's really good with it, and he does a lot of things with our front three guys that are a little unorthodox and putting in some interesting alignments that makes some linemen question where they're supposed to go. And if we can tweak with their blocking scheme, have them questioning who they're supposed to get, well, we can free up some guys. And the more guys we have freed up to go attack Peyton Scott, the better off we're going to be in stopping him. So we've got a lot of different looks and things we've mixed up this week. So, again, we're going to go out there and battle. We've done a great job every week defensively, so we want to hope that trend continues.
Yeah, we'll be probably saying that name quite a bit on Friday evening if you tune into the ball game. So just maybe get used to it. Peyton Scott going to be the main workhorse for the Sandites. Aside from him on offense, starting quarterback's name is Caden Pennington, first-year starter. He's a junior, played a little bit last year as a sophomore, but that was Hunter Greathouse was really the main quarterback they had last year. Pennington just 43 of 91 for 500 yards on the season, 5 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. He's not had more than 9 completions in any one game this year, and that's simply because of the fact that I think that Dustin Kennard knows he's got one of the best running backs in the state, so why toss it up there when you can just hand it to him?
Yeah, I mean, it's a smart move. When you got a guy like that, just keep giving the rock. Like you said, I mean, I think their passing is, what, probably 15% of what their offense has been in a game output. So, you know, they're not going to throw it, but, again, if you've got a guy like that who you're going to continue to give the ball to and continue to pound a defense with, at some point, you got to believe that the defensive backs, just as a human being, want to go up there and try and make an extra play, and that's where you take your shot. So, you know, another thing we've talked about all week is making sure in the back end that we're sound, that we're thinking about, hey, there's always that opportunity for them to go over the top. You know, Sand Springs and Coach Kennard's been there for, like you said, 11 years, is always a team that's got a trick play ready. They run one against us every year. So we're going to be ready for those things. We've talked about it all week. And, again, I mean, the number one thing we got to do defensively, it's stop Peyton Scott. But at the same time, those other guys got to be ready for the big play possibility that he sets up.
This series has kind of been a fun one when you look back at it. Coach Kennard is 5-5 in his first 10 years against Bartlesville. Since 2012, neither the Sandites nor the Bruins have won 2 games in a row in the series. We'd like to see that trend continue because Sand Springs won it last year here in Bartlesville, so it'd be nice to kind of even that one up. And if you think back to a few of those ball games, Bartlesville probably owes them a couple. Bruins beat them during the 2015 state semifinal year. If you go back to 2014, and I know that you were around then, that was a game where Bartlesville probably should have won
that game,
Sand
sure.
Springs, and that was the last time that the Bruins have played down there in Sand Springs. Sand Springs had a drive, I think, right at the very end, and maybe even won it at the last play, if my memory serves me correctly. So these have been two teams that have been quite evenly matched and have played some pretty good thrillers.
Yeah, I think that year we pulled the ball a couple times on some run pass reads. Our quarterback decided to throw a couple balls that weren't caught and kind of killed the clock on us. And that's one of those things you learn with a growing team. And obviously the next year we came back and had a heck of a run with that group. But, you know, it's just a good matchup. It's kind of I do feel like it's one of our secondary rivalries because they've been such good games. They're always physical, hard-fought battles with guys getting after each other. So definitely a good matchup. You know, I like the contest that we have. I like our chances this week, obviously, with what we've seen and what we've been doing going forward. And we're going to get out there and mix it up with them again on Friday night.
Defensively, I'll quickly mention six returning starters for Sand Springs. Sandites running 3-4. Five of those six starters back in the front seven, so they do have some new guys in the defensive backfield, but a lot of veterans on the defensive line and the linebacking corps for a Sandite defense, which is giving up 27 points per game. Bartlesville and Sand Springs, Friday evening. Coach Poole, appreciate the time. Best of luck to you. Should be a good one.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Evan.
For Kyle Poole and also our Wass Miller Insurance player profile, Brian Dillon, and Trey Stump running the controls back in the studio, I'm Evan Farbach. Wishing you a pleasant Wednesday evening. We'll see you on Friday from Sand Springs. That's the Bruin Football Coaches Show, thanks to OK Federal Credit Union and Hideaway Pizza right here on K1.